questions still swirling. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. New York Republican Congressman-elect George Santos is facing an investigation after admitting to making false claims about his background during his campaign. Fox's David Lee Miller in New York has more.
At a rally on Long Island, angry voters called him a fraud who undermines democracy. Speakers accused Santos of being a serial liar. They attacked his claims of graduating from college, working on Wall Street, being a descendant of Holocaust survivors, and having employees who died at the Pulse nightclub shooting. Several investigations into Santos are now underway, including one by the Nassau County District Attorney. In a statement, DA Ann Donnelly said in part, and I quote, "The numerous fabrications and inconsistencies associated with Congressman-elect Santos are nothing short of stunning." The Queens DA is also looking into Santos's past. There are a growing number of questions about his rags-to-riches success story and his claim of loaning his campaign $700,000 of his own money.
Benjamin Netanyahu is once again sworn in as Prime Minister of Israel. Fox's Trey Yingst reports in Jerusalem.
Netanyahu received congratulations about his victory from ambassadors and world leaders, including President Biden, who called him a friend, adding that he looks forward to working with the prime minister. The leader of Israel's Likud party was able to secure a victory in last month's elections following a campaign that focused heavily on security and the economy. To reach the required 61-seat threshold in the Israeli parliament, Netanyahu joined forces with smaller far-right religious parties to create the most conservative government in Israel's history. For some around the world and in Israel, Netanyahu's rule is associated with strength and security. For others, it's a reminder of the criminal corruption cases against him and ongoing tension with Palestinians.
Demonstrations were held in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv to protest the swearing-in of the conservative leader. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Six people charged with domestic terrorism for violent protests in Georgia are now out on bonds under $15,000. Fox's Steve Harrigan reports in Atlanta.
The six, all in their 20s and most from out of state, clashed with police over the construction of a $90 million training center being built for police outside of Atlanta on about 85 acres of wooded property. They call themselves members of Defend the Forest, which has been designated a terrorist group by the Department of Homeland Security. The organization says the terrorism charge is an attempt to silence legitimate protest. When police arrived to remove roadblocks from the site, they found members of the group in treehouses wearing gas masks and camouflage who threw rocks and bottles. Police say they uncovered weapons and materials to make explosives.
Each person charged faces up to 35 years in prison. The first legal dispensary for recreational marijuana in New York is ringing up its first sales. Fox's Mary Corsetti reports.
It's expected to be one of the country's biggest and most lucrative markets for cannabis. The opening of the first state-sanctioned dispensary is operated by the nonprofit group Housing Works. The CEO, Charles King, says they're ready to greet customers.
We have something on the order of 100 different products that will be for sale today. And be assured, we have plenty of supply so we can get you through the weekend.
More openings are expected in the coming months in New York, which legalized recreational use of marijuana in March of 2021. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
A California sheriff's deputy was shot and killed Thursday while trying to stop a car. Authorities say the suspect was later killed. The motorcycle deputy has been identified as Isaiah Cordero. I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.